It's Morning Edition.
And good morning. The time is 6:30. I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News. Over the next several weeks, we will be taking a look at issues facing the St. John's River. In the first of six stories, WJCT's Peter Hayden reports on the essentials of nutrients. In your breakfast cereal, they're good. In your river, they are bad.
Can you get another one about the same size?
The catch rolls in all day at Fisherman's Dock, a seafood market in Mandarin.
We got some snappers off the local snapper boats. Flounder came off the Gulf last night.
Ben Williams owns the place. He's in his late 50s with a trim silver beard and a grip that could crack a lobster claw. In the back of the market, a half dozen guys are working alongside Williams with rubber aprons and a medieval assortment of knives, deboning and scaling, filleting and stacking, a fish disassembly line. And in the 25 years Williams has been selling fish in Jacksonville, he's seen people's attitudes toward the St. John's River shift.
30 years ago, people would specifically ask, they would walk in, and the question they would ask is that river shrimp? And they were asking that question because that's what they wanted. Today, they ask that question because they're scared that it is a shrimp out of the river.
What are they scared of about it?
Well, they don't really know. They hear all the negative publicity. They saw the green monster.
If you were around in 2005, it was hard to miss.
Something seems to be taking over the water.
It is billions of algae particles.
Do not come in contact with the river.
The last few weeks, the algae bloom has exploded.
The river is tinged green.
The green monster, a mat of blue-green algae that covered the St. John's River for 100 miles from Lake George all the way to Mayport, where it flows into the Atlantic Ocean. Three things conspired to create that slime: warm weather and slow-moving water, which is what Northeast Florida and the St. John's River are all about. But the other factor? Nutrient overload.
An overabundance of nitrogen and phosphorus in particular.
Derek Busby is the initiative leader at the St. John's River Water Management District. Their office is in Palatka and mine is in Jacksonville, so we met in between.
We're here on the beautiful south side of Black Creek in Clay County.
The district collaborates with public agencies and local governments from Orlando to Jacksonville to figure out how to reduce the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus in the river. Over the past 20 years, state and local governments have invested millions of dollars upgrading sewage treatment plants, reducing industrial discharges, and reclaiming wastewater. These are called point sources. You can think of it like a faucet you can point to and say, there's a problem right there, let's fix it. But it's the non-point sources that Busby says are the most difficult to tackle, like fertilizers and storm runoff.
And a lot of that happens on our own lawns. We all have to take responsibility and understand that we are part of this.
Busby and the district have been sharing costs with institutions for two decades to come up with better methods of handling wastewater and storm runoff. And who was among the first of these green eco-champions to step up? None other than Uncle Sam himself, the U.S. Navy. Naval Air Station Jacksonville sits in a bend of the St. John's, south of downtown, and employs 23,000 people. By the end of 2015, the base will be a zero-discharge facility. It won't put any wastewater into the St. John's. Instead, the reclaimed water will be used for irrigation. And as for non-point pollution, John Young is the stormwater manager at the base.
Well, we're in the parking lot of the future, we hope.
New parking lots at the base look like a latticework of concrete strips with grass growing in the squares in between. This and other design techniques allow rainwater to slow down and be soaked up by native plants.
If we were in a normal parking lot, the giant slab of asphalt, we would be sending almost all of the water into the nearest river or lake or ocean.
Not just the water, but everything that goes with it. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.
If you'd like to see photos from NAS Jacks and Fisherman's Dock, go to WJCTnews.org.